Behold, an army shall come.
A fire burneth before them, and behind them is a flame that burneth. The land before them is as the garden of Eden, and behind them a great wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so they shall run. Join firmly, Lazarus, a friend of the world. He takes you on a journey into God's own world. It's building time, building time.
Blessed, blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' powerful name we are praying. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe we can charge up ourselves tonight once again before we go ahead to hear God's word. Amen. I want to lift up your hands to heaven tonight. Lift up your hands to heaven. And I want to ask your hands are stretched out to heaven. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost and get yourself charged for the word tonight. Get yourself charged for the word tonight. Daba hostata. Ega pato patege. Yaka papa lana bale. Edabasa. Ebala bala gada basa la bada gasa. Ebraka bada gasa da. Ela da bala bala basa da ga. Ega ga pa 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 pa. Rekebo bala bala ba. Ega ga 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 ga. Oh, glory to Jesus. Rabato kopeke de basata. Kele breke bostata. In the name of Jesus. Kata la balaba. Eka bostata la bakosa. Breke bostata. Dayara. Oh, yes, Lord. Come on. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' powerful name we are praying. Amen. Glory to Jesus. For God is raising forth an army that will not fight with the sight of the flesh. Glory to Jesus. We see when we pray in the Holy Ghost, our spiritual antenna becomes sensitive. We see with the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah chapter 11 talks about the Spirit of the Lord that rests upon him. And he mentioned the sevenfold dimensions of the Spirit. And he said, he shall not judge by the sight of men. He will not judge. He will not make decisions about his life by the sight of men. When you judge by the sight of men, you will be frustrated. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. One of the major problems of the church nowadays is prayerlessness. Amen. Am I talking to somebody tonight? I want to put your hands on your head tonight. And tell the Lord tonight that, Father, I receive the unction to pray. Ah. Yes, there is an unction for that. Ghost Natalian! Unction! To stand in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to pray. Answer, answer. Go ahead, talk to the Lord tonight. Answer, answer. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Still in the spirit of prayer, I want you to please be seated quickly. Before I, we're going to pray again and then go to God's word. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I read Ezekiel 37, 33 verse 7. I'm just going to read quickly and then we'll throw some more light on it. And please sit down, Pastor Laulu. God bless you, sir. And we please appreciate that young man. Amen. Ezekiel 33 verse 7 says, "So thou, O son of man, have set thee as a watchman over the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them for me." Actually, what is written there is not "warn them for me." It is "warn them from me." Read again. Ezekiel 33 verse 7. Louder, after the count of three. 1, 2, 3, go. From who? From who? From who? From God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. When God spoke to Moses to make the sign of blood on the doorpost, it was not actually against the devil. It was not against the devil. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. When you stay in the place of prayer, you become a watchman. You receive words that are instant in season. You are not dull in hearing spiritually. You are very, very sensitive to every bit of information in the heavenly realms. You cannot lead effectively and successfully without prayer. You cannot. You cannot. You will make grievous mistakes that will cost you tears. See, men that are not given to prayer cry a lot in regret. Am I talking to somebody tonight? Am I talking to somebody tonight? Men that are not given to prayer do what? They cry. They groan in agony. I pray for you, you will not have a wasted life.
Amen.
I believe I'm talking to somebody. I say you will not have a wasted life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Amplified Version. Said, and God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the tame beast, and over all the head, and over everything that creeps upon the head. Glory to Jesus. So somebody have asked me before that, why is it that God made man in his own image and breathed into him, and then God did not make the woman, and God did not breathe into the woman? It's because you don't understand the creation of mankind. Man that God made there, I've explained over and over, is not Adam, it is mankind. So God said, let's make mankind. And we know that mankind is a spirit. There is only a deviation in his humanity. God made man in his own image. Male and female created he them. So them came when we talked about humanity. So man originally is a spirit. And the idea of likeness, God made man his own image and likeness. I thought that the likeness of God talks about the functioning of God. Sorry, the image talks about the functioning. That is, God makes man to function his own image, to function the way God functions. Amen. And the last time I thought about the fourth dimension, I asked God how God functions, and we're able to teach about the way God functions. I said God functions through by faith and by love. Faith cannot function without love. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Faith can't function without what? God functions by love and faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't please him without functioning the way he functions. For he that cometh to him must first believe that he is, and he is the rewarder. You reward them that diligently seek him. You diligently seek him because you love him. I told us that if God is not operating by love, you would have destroyed the world over and over. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So God made mankind in his own image. So if man is functioning less than God, is malfunctioning. You are not to function like pastor so and so. You are to function like God. And listen, I've had so many theologies about this concept, and we need to understand it. The son of a goat is not a goat. The son of a goat is a kid. We have to understand this principle, because I'm going somewhere tonight. So I saw a young man, people who come to the social media and say, I am God. Capital letter G-O-D, you are not. Am I making sense? No, you are not. I will explain. Don't put yourself in trouble. But some of us need to understand these things before we just jump about with empty knowledge. Because Psalm 30, chapter number 82, verse 6 says that I have said to you that ye are what? God. And all of you are sons of the Most High. Book of Isaiah said, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Listen. So you come to the perfect stature of Christ through growth. You grow into it. You know, the book of James, chapter number 1, verse 21, says that laying aside all superfluity of naughtiness, we receive with meekness the engrafted word of God, which is able to save our souls. Amen. Romans, chapter number 12, verse 2, gave us a little bit more explanation. It says that do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Then, 2 Corinthians, chapter number 3, verse 18, told us something much more clear. Gave us a very clear image that, you know, we behold Him, like in the mirror, and we are being transformed to the image of what we behold. So at redemption, listen, you must understand it. At redemption, you receive the nature of God. At redemption, you receive the nature of God. You are being born into a new family. You cannot operate in the perfect image of Christ without His word. Because you are to feed on the sincere milk of the word for you to grow thereby. So in the kingdom, we grow into maturity, we don't jump into it. Hello? We don't jump into it. Listen, to live a life of absolute purity from sin is possible. Somebody saying I'm operating exactly as Christ, and it's still masturbating. I'm not trying to remind you of sin. Christ won't do that. Glory to God. First John told us something. He said that whosoever is born of God cannot sin. You must understand that. He can no longer respond to the sense of sin. What is the acid test that you're operating under grace? You are not operating under sin. You cannot be under grace and be under. Look at Romans chapter 8 said that whosoever you yourself servant to obey, the servant you become, whether of sin to death, of obedience unto righteousness. So you must understand this thing. Man is to function as God functions. God is a multi-breasted God. He's never limited in resource, not limited in capacity. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Now listen. So, I told us that when God created things, I also saw an argument that God only created in the book of Genesis and then set every other thing to exist by law. That's not true. Christ came to create eyes for the guy that had no socket. He molded the eyes and directed it. And he still created. For example, there's somebody here who has no body part, actually, he can create it. By speaking for the word of faith. The word of faith is the natural resource for creation in the kingdom. So creation is still going on. As a matter of fact, you are not operating in the God plan, you are not creating. You have somebody who has no hand at all, and you decree restoration, something has happened beyond the frequency of your so-called intelligence. So sit down and learn. Glory to Jesus. So for clarity's sake, for those who have not been under this teaching, I told us about the first dimension being dimension of what? Quickly, students, first dimension being dimension of what? Talk to me, say it louder. Have I taught this about three times? This will be part four. That first dimension being dimension of what? And where did we get that from? Glory to Jesus. And second dimension The Spirit of the Lord, dimension of the light. Glory to Jesus. And I told us that the Spirit of the Lord cannot function without man. Listen, listen. I've explained this before. That there is a difference between the Spirit of the Lord and the Spirit of God. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2 says that, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Now the Spirit of God is omnipresent. The Spirit of the Lord finds expression, it's an expression of the Spirit of God in the life of a man to establish the Lordship of God. For example, the Spirit of God is intermittent for it. Have I said that before? But is there a revival there? Is there a revival there? Is there a revival there?
No.
Glory to Jesus. But the Spirit of the Lord is here because there is an expression through a man. So the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There is liberty. It means when God sees a man that defines his full expression in him, he uses it to bring liberation to others. So we must understand these things. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. I've said both God and the devil will be helpless about the situation of the head if there is no legal occupant of the head. And you are the legal occupant. And you see, that's why you cannot afford to keep your hands tied. You cannot afford it. See, the devil understands the power of spoken words. So, he tried to corrupt it in many areas. So, an abbot can come up and then do one or two things and then speak to somebody like, please come and sit down, sir. And the person is going mad. And the person goes mad. And then a believer that should speak forth word of faith in the place of prayer is praying that God, if this is your will, let this come to pass. God, if this is your will, let this come to pass. Let this happen. God doesn't answer such prayer. Because we pray according to the will of the Lord. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So the first thing that guarantees answer to prayer is that we are praying according to his will. Whatever you ask according to my will, you receive it. So we understand these things so we don't make mistakes in the kingdom. The words of your mouth are powerful. Your mouth is not for eating pop and donuts. They are for creation. God created everything by the words of his mouth. Listen, you will never get a finished product in life. You get raw materials that you have to finish the creation to operate as God. Am I talking to something? Am I talking to something? And that's what you get. You get raw materials. You get raw materials. You get raw materials. Some of you, when you get the raw materials, you talk so much about your mountains, but you see, it doesn't move the mountains. You speak to the mountains. Some of you know so much different adjectives for the battle in father's house and battles in mother's house. But you see, knowing those battles does not really deliver anybody. As a matter of fact, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. The knowledge of the truth does not make you free in itself. How about you start releasing the truth to situations of fact? Then the truth will arise fast, then there is a change. Glory to Jesus. The fact is that when you are having stomach pain and headache, you are feeling sick. But the truth is that by Christ you are made whole. So the truth is meant to be a law operating over fact. And no truth is the truth if it is not so. Am I talking to somebody tonight? Glory to Jesus. Am I talking to somebody tonight?
Yes, sir.
And that's when Lazarus died. Christ did not cry. He didn't pray in tongues. He spoke forth the word of faith. Listen, the word of faith comes forth in understanding. Say that to me. The word of faith comes forth in understanding. Now the last time I was trying to teach us something, the book of Jude verse 20 says, build up your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. And that's one profound scripture. Many of us talk about praying in tongues. I'm going to be explaining several other scriptures for us today. But I'm going to be dwelling on the word of faith. Glory to Jesus. When you spend time praying in the Holy Ghost, when you spend time, you know, building up yourself in the Holy Ghost, you are building up, you are edifying the spirit called man in you. Praying in tongues does not edify the Holy Spirit, it edifies you. Not your mind, not your flesh, but your spirit. Listen, praying in tongues again does not edify the Holy Ghost, it edifies you.
Praying in tongues does not edify your mind or your flesh, so you may not feel edified. Edification cannot be felt. So after praying in the Holy Ghost, you don't feel anything. I've always said, I've just wasted my time. It's because you don't know the word. Glory to Jesus. So when you are praying in tongues, you are not charging up the Holy Ghost. You are building your most holy faith. And I told us last week that as you pray in tongues, as your spirit is being edified, everything associated with your spirit is being edified also. So men giving to tongues does not struggle to walk in love. They don't battle over their joy. They don't battle over long suffering and the fruit that the spirit man is naturally exhibiting. Men giving to praying in the Holy Ghost develop things that are associated with their spirit, so they get clarity about the word in the place of prayer. Listen, meditation does not begin with your mind, it begins with your mouth. Because the word meditation means regurgitation. And you start chewing with your mouth. So in the place of meditation, it starts in praying in tongues. After studying, you've read the letter. So the Bible says the letter killeth. But you see, the spirit that has been activated in the place of tongues breaks forth the letter, and you have seen the words in it. So then you are excited to personalize the word. So many of us can study the book of Romans together. You know, at the end of the year, most of the world we study the New Testament in about 3 days. And many of us, you do all these things, and for you have read the Bible about 20 times, you don't know anything. So reading does not guarantee knowledge. It is the building of the spirit that guarantees knowledge. And that's why we have so many scholars in the kingdom and few genuine people that understand God so much. Scholars deals with the written word. Sons deals with the spoken word. So in the place of praying in the Holy Ghost, the Bible says you are building up. You are building up. You are building up. You are building up. You are building up the whole Holy Spirit. I'm going to show different translations. Turn to Jude verse 20. I'm going to quickly make some teaching on that. Quickly. Jude verse 20. I've silently watched many people in church being told to turn to a passage of the Bible and they are battling with it. That devil that is keeping you from your Bible is a liar. Now look at it. I'm going to read from four different translations. From KJV, he said, "But ye beloved, build up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." ESV version says, "But you beloved, build up yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." NIV, "But you, dear friends, by building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Look at Amplified. I love this. Said, "But you beloved, build yourself up, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. Rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Ghost." The book of Ezekiel 13 verse 7 says, "I have placed you as a watchman over the house of Israel." So the place where you rise higher as a watchman is in praying in tongues. Because you see, praying in the Holy Ghost sharpens your eyes of vision. The new vision is not what you see when you are speaking, it's what you see when you are praying. Am I talking to somebody tonight? True vision is not what you see when you are sleeping, it is what you see when you are praying. As a matter of fact, it is what you see when you are praying that will not allow you to sleep. So don't confuse dreams for vision. Some of you see people pursuing you in your dream and say you are seeing vision. Habakkuk says, "Write the vision, make it plain upon the table, that he may run that needed it." So the place of running is in the place of waiting. Because you see, in the kingdom, Isaiah number 40 verse 31 says, even though you shall fail and your way shall fall. But those that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. They shall be mounted up with wings as of eagles. They are still waiting. They will run and not faint. They are still waiting. What they are running. So your speed is not what to do with your mental calculation, it's what to do with your range in the spirit. You give genuine speed in the place of prayer. Not mental calculation. Say, "They shall run and shall not faint. They will walk and not be weary." So those that run in the place of prayer overtake those that run with the energy of the flesh. Because in that zone, you take little step and cover longer distance.
Because many of you talk about you operating in faith and operating in God, and then you decree so many things and they are not established. These are two things. It is either you have not decreed, because Christ did not just decree. He said, my Father walketh, it's how I walk, and I do what I see. What does he say? As his steadfast waits upon the Father, he knows the agenda of the Father, because his spirit man is being made to shackle to the frequency of the Father. So he does not operate independently. When you make a declaration independently, it's a statement. God is obligated to confirm what partakes to his kingdom. So you don't make a declaration because you feel like. Christ said, my Father walketh as I walk. I do what I see my Father do. So in the place of praying in tongues, you are rising up like an edifice, higher and higher, to begin to see what the Father is doing. So when you now do what you know, things are firstly concluded in the spirit realm before they come to the physical. Amen. So when the Father has concluded it there, you don't struggle with it physically. That's really why you lay out an edict and the edict multiplies. Because you are not a man dealing with praying and the Holy Ghost, so you cannot see what the Father is doing. Listen, no blind man can navigate the way. You have to see clearly with the eyes of the Father. So I encourage Christians, you see, you cannot become better by praying in tongues, you become better by speaking in tongues. Let's come to 1 Corinthians number 12, quickly. I want to show you something. Somebody knows what Pastor saying. Amen. Glory to Jesus. I believe somebody is being blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Now look at it. I want to show you from verse 13. I'll go to verse 13 also to show you something else. Now look at it. He said, for by one spirit we all are baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been made to drink into one spirit. Look up, everybody. Christ was talking to his disciples. He said, to that woman at the well of Samaria, he said, if you know the one talking to you, give him water to drink. For the water that I will give to you will become in you a well of living water. Have you meditated on that scripture? That the water I will give to you will become. The water I give to you become. The water I give to you become. Think about it. This is how we meditate. The water I give to you becomes. The water I give to you becomes. And when we are talking about the water, we are talking about the tangibility of the water. So in the place of which upon God you receive a dimension of what? That becomes you a well that others can drink from. So you receive what that will benefit your generation throughout your entire life in the place of prayer. It becomes in you.
And then he took us to another dimension. I've made this teaching before about the difference between the well of living water and rivers of living water. Men with the wells of living water can sit down in church and listen to messages and all that, and they are not impacting anybody. They've been born again, saved, have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. So they have the anointing within. But you see, when you talk about the rivers of living water, talk about the anointing of one. At that point, you can't tame a river. It will flow. What you carry for the benefit of nations, you can't keep quiet. So how we know whether you're operating by a well or by a river is what you are doing. Am I talking to somebody tonight? Yes. How do we know where to operate in by? We check what you are doing. You cannot carry a river of living water and be contented. And you know the funny thing? In the kingdom, the more people are filled, the more they want more. So when you see men that say they are okay, they've not drank anything. Talking about speaking for the word of faith. So the word of faith is not a product of mental assertion. The product of spiritual waiting. Waiting. As you are waiting upon the Lord, you are built up your most holy faith. Why are you planning to operate in faith? Very, very simple. So you can establish the kingdom of God on earth through spoken words.
Establish God's kingdom on earth. Listen, the word of faith
is not a word that, you know, somebody just comes to meet you and say, bro, I perceive in my spirit that there is 20,000 naira. Okay. Give it to me, Jesus, in that city. The pastor was talking to me about a young man that came to their place. And I just came to meet them. He came to me, Pastor Lee, and said, do you know any extra?
Are you trying to give word of knowledge? Because we don't try to do this thing. It's an operation of the spirit. Say, do you know any extra? And the man was saying, I don't know extra. You know, if you have said I do any extra, I continue from there. How would you know why extra? Extra is a very, very popular thing. Then somebody sees you, a born again Christian, only go swimming on the road. And then look at you as the emoji. I have my friend, Jesus, I foresee in my spirit. My job is over. Physically, you don't have one. But when it comes to the devil of the spirit, we have a new one more than you. So a medical doctor diagnosed with a paper and told him that he didn't die. How do you want to convince him? So when this was expected today, and he went to preach somewhere, and a madman was running about trying to touch him. And Pastor, I think Pastor Lalu was once there with him. And he said, God, if this madman touched me, I will tear my Bible. God said, I know. If this madman touched me, I will tear my Bible. God said, I know. I know you tear your Bible. How do you tear? They are not doing this thing so men can. Amen. For you to be very, very spiritual, you have to be less emotional. Because you see, your emotions will not dictate your spirituality. We don't operate by emotions, we operate by the spirit. So when they bring for the dead child, you don't cry, you speak. God is not moved by the tears of adults, he's moved by their faith. So your tears in the place of prayer doesn't move God. When you are ready to talk, you talk. Am I talking to somebody tonight? Your tears in the place of prayer does not move. Am I talking to you? The fact that you cry, oh no! God said, in heaven we don't know tears. In fact, the angels standing beside you is confused. Because in that city there shall be no more weeping. They don't understand tears. It's not the language there. So when you are ready to speak for the word of faith, it's dangerous tonight! Somebody look at me and say, Pastor, you are dangerous. I say, yes. That's why I said, Pastor, I'm like, we are getting dangerous. The result comes 100 times over 100 times. So a man of faith can be stranded. Somebody said, you see something in your pocket. You are acting up for financial. Somebody needs something, but money in your pocket is more than people. A demon at work. You see, in the realm that we operate in, it is a realm of continuous exchange between a son and the father. I don't know about the son in the generic world and the father. At that point of exchange, listen, you are walking in the spirit. Am I talking to you? You know what Thessalonians said, you should pray without ceasing. It is not that you should be making noise on the road. It is to connect without breaking. So there is a frequent exchange. There cannot be exchange from the divine world and the demonic world. It's not possible. They can't accept that life. So when I decree to somebody that there is a boost to your system, a demon has to say, the fact that you don't operate in something does not mean it does not exist. If you are not operating there, ask God for the grace. Be humble, that's why. Glory to Jesus. I said, be humble enough to ask. Be humble enough to ask. Those that work with me knows that. Most times on campus, I think myself and Pastor Dotto is not here. There was a particular time we went, finished the program, and then everybody entered the bus. So I told of my protege that was working. I said, follow me, let's do some food. He said, Pastor, I'm too tired. A car just passed in my house. And myself and Pastor Dotto
He said he waited that night for about 5 hours. Pastor does not have done that. When I say let's go, no, let's go, let's go. They must be a divine child. I'm missing out. I'm not working on my I'm an ambassador of the kingdom. The kingdom is obligated to this my business. When you are waiting on the road for God, see, you are operating, you are too physical about your life. You may die anyhow. You are too physical. You wait there, father will receive one day. Somebody asked me a question of how kind of prayer do you want, where you want to eat? I said, I pray that, Father, let this food minister nourishment to my body, bone, and spirit. He said, how will food minister to a food minister nourishment to my spirit? I said, because when I'm weak, I'm praying. Something is going on under my breath. Sometimes I'm going to people that around me and I'm giving them all the money. We are not mad. A young man came to me one day in Pastor Joseph. And I was saying, if you see a tab now, what will you do? He said, yeah, 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 okay, yeah. But when I was talking to him, I knew my spirit was already full. And I saw the tab in the spirit realm. He said, yeah, he's not ready for the word of faith. He's not going to receive. When I want to sow seed to people's life, I ask them, when you see this, how will you do? If it's a man that has been believing God for it, he say, amen, I receive. You're defending me. Yeah, Pastor, I will thank God. If you receive, you won't thank God. Bible said, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the fruit of it. Many of us are too obedient, we are not willing. So you are spiritual, but you are poor. God will raise your head up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, God will raise your head up.
Amen.
I said, God will raise your head up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles with me quickly, Hebrews 11. Men giving to prayer does not operate by guesswork. Hebrews 11:1, I read from Amplified Version and NIV. Let me first read from NIV. It said, now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see. Now, what kind of confidence comes when you are just thinking? Such confidence must come from the place of prayer. Amplified said, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. How many of you have the Amplified Version? Read that together again. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. What is not revealed? Christ, and Paul was speaking, he said, when you pray in tongues, your mind is of food. Because you see, these things are not revealed to yourself. And that's why any man that must operate well with God must separate, he must separate your intelligence from spirituality. Those two things doesn't work together. You may know how to cram 1,000 verses of the scripture, but you need God's spirit to know one. Am I talking to somebody? You need the spirit dimension to know one. Because you see, God is not interested in concealing things so you struggle to get them. Those things are actually hidden. I know from you, no, not from you, for you. Because it is the exclusive reserve of sons that wait upon him. When they get it, they operate by it. So they have to be interested in God, not in the thing. And that's why we should ever say that for those that come to him must first believe that he is. And it's the rewarder of them that what immediately seek him, not his hands. Because you see, you cannot operate in this dimension without loving him.
You are not praying in understanding. You are not requesting for speaking. Why should you pray 12 hours? Because you are in love with the Father. And you enjoy the fellowship. The fellowship builds something. As you are praying, don't want to stop. As you are praying, time is not operational in the realm of love. If you are in love, and now you are talking about this, you are not yet in love. It's a realm of eternity.
So somebody say, I'm working hard. I pray for 5 hours, and I look at them. Hello, come again.
Are you calling prayer a work? Let me tell you the meaning of that number. If Pastor Jesus is saying talking to Joe Grace is a work, something is wrong. Eh? Am I right? Technically correct. Something is wrong. I mean, you have two things. What a dress is not a work, it is a lifestyle.
Luke 18, verse 1 says, this point who Christ told them to do that. And men ought to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Because you see, you cannot be a man of faith without being a man of prayer. And you cannot be a man of prayer without being a man that loves God. Because the book of Psalms chapter number 42 verse 1 says, as the deer pants after the water brook, so pant my soul after thee, Lord. Men given to prayer are addicted, dangerous lovers of God. And I'm dangerous lovers of God. They like to be alone. I told you something before, that if you want to gossip, you like to gossip, gossip the gospel. You like to talk tongues. That's the thing. We like gossiping.
Gossiping is a crime in the kingdom. The symbol of godlessness, not for being for the kingdom. And it's a walking force and the walking heart of God's word. You say only what you hear. Hello? Okay? You know, I want to even talk about this in front of God. What you say, we are very, very sensitive.
We are sensitive. And the only thing you sense always is,
this one is in the relationship. That's for closing, it's not sensing. You are sensing by head. It's not spiritual. It is sensing. You work with the information you are doing. And that's why you cannot see a genuine, mature believer talking anyhow.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Look at the mouth of your neighbor. Say, how do you use it? Tell your neighbor's mouth. How do you use it? If you talk more to men than you talk to God, your words will have value. Talk men to God. Talk more to men.
When it comes to the place of prayer, Father, I don't know what to ask, but I know you are my God. And I know you answer me always with faith. I know you have answered my request. Thank you for this, Lord. Amen. He's asleep. When you talk to men, they have to say, clean him, clean him. What's he saying? And they are confused. What's he saying? He's preaching, they feel like sleeping. They are not the one to wake up, you are the one, Pastor. Amen. I've said it several times that if the word of a preacher makes you sleep, it is not you that should wake up, it is the preacher. Because Jeremiah said, it is the Lord not like fire that burns through my bones. When you bet the fire in your bones, when you speak, it burns with fire.
So can you keep fire in your bones?
Now somebody was leaving me alone in the house at the point, and then there was no lamp, everywhere was dark. And then he was asking me, Pastor, how will you cope? That question looks so alien to my ears. How will I cope? How will I cope? Leave me there for 1 week.
How will I cope? You know the reason why you say you are good? It's because you are good. You are not lonely until you are not operating in the spirit. brokenness, but some people might think you are bored, but I love reading on Facebook, boredom. A believer, bored. How manage? It's all into my nature. So, I will not be bored when I have somebody to talk to. And now I'm not bored when I'm left alone with my creator. Something is wrong with your functioning. That's not the way you are. You are malfunctioning already. And that's why you need a retreat all the time. Because when you go for a retreat, that's what our retreat coming up is trying to see the thing is alone with God. Even if you are praying in tongues in the midst of 120 people, you are alone with God.
Matthew chapter number 3 said, as Christ was baptized at the river of Jordan, everyone was open unto him. Him alone. Not the baptizer. Him. So we are seated all under this word. If I take your daughters, you are just in different volumes. I can't see your speed, you are receiving different things. What the time is your capacity, the extent of time you spend in the face of fear, building the capacity. And that's when you hear the word of God for like 2 hours, you are tired, you feel like you want to go. Your capacity is small. There was a particular time I resigned from work. I gave myself to study just one story in the Bible, just one man. I studied it for 2 months. Just one man. One man. And I would wake up early in the morning, carry my book, my Bible, put it in the briefcase, and go to a particular place and lock myself in the room around 9 a.m. Come back around 7 a.m. When I tell you as a believer to sit between one story, you know you are in for trouble. Some of you are too busy, you can't sit once. You walk up and down. How are you going to? I feel like struggling to adjust it. I mean, a Christian, you don't feel like struggling. I just feel like struggling.
When you stand before God, listen, there is this broken language, they say you only land drops. Don't specific things. How do you know what to pray and understand it? Listen. Let me teach you about prayer. How do you know what to pray and understand it? The speech that drops in your spirit in the face of praying. So you communicate, you understand, call of it. And you don't speak word of faith once. You keep saying it in the results once.
Somebody said, I've decreed this and nothing happened. You keep saying it till you see it. But even when God created man, Genesis 1 verse 26, Genesis 2 said that there was no man to till the ground, for God had not caused us to rain upon the earth, for there was no man to till the ground. That was that the creation of man was spread to the river. Yes, that a man diligent in his work will stand before King and not meet men. And I said, yes, that a man diligent in prayer, kings will stand before him and not meet men. If you kneel before God, do not kneel before any man. Let me tell you something that prayer does. Prayers activate you to understand what to do per time. So you can't see a man of prayer confused or making wrong decisions.
Because you need to understand what prayer is. Prayer is not talking to God. Prayer is communication with God. What you have to do is dialogue with monologue. Father this, Father that, Father.
They say the word like 20 times that they are chanting. They say, shake your head, shake it. And you call one thing 100 times. And after doing all the gymnastics and the spiritual cocoa bar and all the things, they did not hear one word from God. They said they are praying. Excuse me, what is prayer? Are you throwing words to God's name? Why do you fast? Why are you fasting? So your spirit man is, you know, is made sharpened in that place of starving your flesh from. So your flesh and your mind don't get in the way. So your spirit can receive expressly from the Lord. That's why you fast. So if you fast without receiving the word, don't get tired. So it is not the length of your fasting that guarantees your the quality of your fasting. It is the volume of the words you receive while waiting. Isaiah chapter number 58 says, is it the fasting I have chosen? Such that I have accepted? Is it for you to bow down your head like a reed and cast yourself in sackcloth like those that mourn? But this is the kind of fasting God has chosen. It's time to lose the court of them that are bound. If you are truly walking in the spirit, you know where to pass. There are times they start with you that will become good songs. Right up to somebody. That's the truth. They start with food and food becomes good songs. Becomes good songs. You won't be able to eat it. You won't be able to. At times you've eaten in the morning, you've eaten in the and night you want to eat. And they just serve you the food and don't feel like. Listen, if you want to be a very good, you want to know how to pray well at night, avoid eating heavily at night. Your problem at times is not the devil, it's too bad. You eat too many things and start having dirty drinks. Oh, sorry. You sleep for hours and you're not ready. You wake up, you are too tired. Say this on Monday. I've discovered that you pray well in tongues first. While you are sleeping, you go to your sleep anyway. And while you are awake, at exactly time for your fight and you're off. Strong and energetic. And exercise builds the bones of the flesh. Tongues build the bones of the spirit. Exact time you are off. Some of you believers, they have to come and wake you. And it's there. Not that you get tired up and come out this morning. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Say it now that we are men of prayer.
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 We see what God
sees. We see what God sees.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The word of faith is calling forth what God has established in the spirit realm of the realm of the faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen with the physical senses. So where was man before God created him, molded him? God spoke him forth. He was in the spirit realm. First in the heart of God. Later God spoke him forth. And later God created a suit for him. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.